It seems fewer and fewer of us are happy with our looks. Plastic surgery operations were up a third last year, and today saw a major conference in London of the world's top cosmetic surgeons. For More 4 News, Elaine Kokacha was there.
Plastic surgery is big business. The most common kind of operation in the UK is breast enlargement. Rather than make any cheap gags, I'm here at the annual conference run by the British Association of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons, or BAPS.
They come in all shapes and sizes, breasts just lying about on tables, and some real experts, a surgeon who's researched the perfect pair.
So I talk about a 45-55% ratio between upper and lower, with a nipple just sitting over the midline and slightly skyward pointing. Perfect breast is a breast that suits an individual, it suits a body, it's harmonious, it's in proportion.
And the quickie. A man who can give you a breast enlargement in your lunch hour, encouraging you to go out and show your new bra size the very same evening.
They're usually home within an hour to an hour and a half after the surgery. They take a two-hour nap. They get up. They take a shower. They do arm stretch exercises, and they go to the mall.
But the conference isn't only about breasts. There are a huge number of new products on show here, technologically advanced, but somewhat frightening.
The device is then placed down through that incision with the tines on it, facing down into the muscle. Those hook in, and then this bit thrown away. And this is then just pulled backwards and sutured to the mastoid fascia.
This is the product. It's an injectable dermal filler. It's injected into facial wrinkles. And it's a new consistency, it's very smooth and easy to inject. And so far patients are telling us that it hurts less as well, which is always a benefit.
Behind the silicon stands, the matter of unregulated cosmetic products is a worry, with fears that UK patients are being used as guinea pigs for treatments banned in the US.
Our concern is that products which are not examined properly are released on the market in the UK. They haven't been tested. They may at best be inefficient and ineffective. At worst, they may actually be dangerous.
The potential physical damage to women is not the only concern. Philippa Rogers, who works for a marketing consultancy that targets women, believes the cosmetic industry makes money by playing on women's insecurities.
But I think that definitely what would be true to say is that there is, within the beauty industry, a strand of activity that preys on female underconfidence, you know, all the visible signs of ageing, cellulite, orange skin, thighs, all that kind of language. It's designed to make women feel that they're not great and that they're not at their best without X, Y or Z product.
But while it's becoming easier and more acceptable to go under the scalpel, there does seem to be a backlash from cosmetic companies who praise our natural assets. The future's not all plastic.